From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Property tax bills in Utah's second-largest city are about to get bigger. Tuesday night, the West Valley City Council voted to raise taxes by 18% in order to avoid cutting $3.5 million from the city's budget. And the only dissenting vote came from the city's mayor, Mike Winder, who supported a ballot proposition last year that would have raised taxes for open space. I asked Mayor Winder what he would have preferred instead of the tax hike.
You know, we had a $3.5 million budget gap this year due to the economy and sales tax receipts being down. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness for all the economic development efforts in our city, or frankly, the whole would have been a lot worse. And there comes a point where do you cut services or do you raise taxes? And the majority last night, the six council members said we ought to raise it a bit. It ends up being $66 per year for the average home. And I voted no. And in my mind, I'd rather see us tighten our belt a little more. If each department cut 5.8%, for example, that would have bridged the gap as well.
So does that mean that you think there is some wasteful spending in West Valley City, or do you think that 5.8% cut would have been pretty significant?
Actually, I commend our city manager, Wayne Pyle, and the other city staff. They do run a tight ship there, and they've cut and cut and cut over the last few years. And so I don't think there's a lot of fat and excess waste going on at all in West Valley City. But I do think there comes a point where you have to make a public policy decision of do we continue to take more taxes from the people, especially in this economic downturn, or do we say, hey, we're going to try to make it work with what we have, painful as it may be, and understand that there would be some service cuts. And I voted last night to cut.
Do you think West Valley residents understand, for the most part, where their property taxes are going exactly? Or if not, do you think there's a better way the city can communicate that information?
You know, I do take great pride in West Valley City trying to continue to educate on property tax collection and where it goes. And we were recently awarded the A-plus designation by the Sutherland Institute for having the first A-plus transparent website in the state of Utah. And so you can see the budget and all the details there online. Corey Rushton, Councilmember Corey Rushton's idea recently was also adopted, where we have installed on our website a tax receipt. So anyone can go to West Valley City's homepage and click on the tax receipt, enter their property values, and it creates automatically a pie chart showing, okay, of your property taxes collected, what percentage goes to Salt Lake County, what percentage is going to Grant School District, West Valley City, the mosquito abatement, et cetera, et cetera. And then even a second pie chart that shows within West Valley City what percentage is going to police, to fire, to public works, parks, et cetera. And so it's very transparent. Our city manager held four open houses to try to educate the people on his argument for why we needed an increase last night. And so we have gone above and beyond to try to educate people and to be transparent.
Now, you voted against this increase, but for those who did vote for it, there were questions from some about how much of it is going to the Utopia fiber optic network. Could you clarify that for us? Do you think that there still would have been broad support on the city council for this tax increase, regardless of Utopia?
You know, 7 years ago or so, our city committed, along with other cities, this is before I was an elected official, to be part of Utopia, which is to build a community fiber optic network that will allow the private sector to compete on it. Now, you can argue whether that is a good decision or not. It's quite expensive, this is true. In fact, last year is the first year that we were called on to make some tax backstop pledges that we may or may not have had to make in the early days. And so with that, there's a little over $3 million each year going for West Valley City's portion of Utopia. Now, some people say, can't you just walk away from that? And the reality is, no, we can't walk away from that any more than we could walk away from our fitness center bond or the Maverick Center bond. The good news is in the last 6 years I've been elected official, we paid down 30% of the city's debt. So unlike the federal government, we're moving in the right direction. The downside is you have commitments you still have to make. And that's tough when you're trying to pay police officers and snowplow streets. But unlike the federal government, West Valley City will never flinch at making our debt commitments. We will always step up and pay what's required of us to help keep our AA bond rating.
And speaking of bond ratings here in Salt Lake City and in Salt Lake County, where there are AAA ratings, we're apparently on a credit watch list and run the risk of being downgraded because of the money we get from the federal government, which was just downgraded. Are you at risk of that in West Valley or no?
You know, I was talking with our financial advisor just yesterday on that topic, Laura Lewis with Lewis Young Robertson, and she said how they think the trend is nationally. They're looking at all the AAA bond rated cities first, which there's about 200 in the country, mainly older cities like Salt Lake City, but also those who have not only been around a long time, but have paid their bills and have a good credit rating like Salt Lake City, Salt Lake County, they wonder after they go to that level, are they going to next go to the AA's and on down? West Valley City was upgraded just a couple years ago from AA- to AA, and it means a lot. Mm-hmm. That upgrade alone was able to save us millions of dollars in refinancing some of the debt we have. So it's a delicate dance, and kudos to the state of Utah for keeping its AAA bond rating solid. And as they continue to evaluate that process, hopefully we come out okay too.
And finally, Mayor, when they're going back to your no vote on the tax increase, I have to ask the cynical question here, but I would imagine some West Valley residents might be thinking that you voted against the tax hike because of your potential plans to run for county mayor in 2012 and not wanting to have that kind of thing on your record. How would you respond to that?
You know, I have a long commitment of actually voting against tax increases, if you look at my record, and have been a fiscal conservative throughout my career. And so it is not out of character for me to draw the line in the sand and say, no, we're going to try to live within our means as a government, not take more from the taxpayers.
We've been speaking with West Valley City Mayor Mike Winder. Mayor Winder, appreciate your time.
Happy to be here.